Let's go to town.
Let's go to town.
Let's go to town.
Yes, let's go to town. For Americans oversee, a glimpse of home. Not the Great White Way, not Hollywood and Vine, not State Street, but Michigan Avenue, Burdick Street, Lovell, Westnedge, King's Highway, Borough, Close Court, and the 101 crooked little, funny little, homely little streets that spell my town to Kalamazooans everywhere. So let's go to town. Maybe it's that famed intuition, or call it a hunch, or pure understanding. But they tell us that the gentle sex has a way of knowing just what fellows away from home wants to know about the goings-on about town. So, let's make room for as lovely a guide as we have around these here parts now.
And now, what's with this? Time's a-wasting. Now, one of the first things I'd think about, well, let's see. What about the very heart of town? Got just a moment to see whether the wheels still go round? Okay, take it away, Officer Nick Granger.
Busy? Well, I guess so. War workers, truck drivers, bus riders, jaywalkers, excuse me. Yep, they still try to cross the street against the light. Got most of them in the point where they recognize the whistle. Say, just a minute. I want you to hear this. This is one of the things I like to see on the road today. Listen, will you? Yep, that's one of the big bad babies. And I like to see them. Because right now they're doing a job. Hauling stuff out of the great Midwest. Detroit, Chicago, yep, and Kalamazoo. Two carrying it to ports of embarkation. Stuff that you fellas can use. Oh, here we go again. Can't they see that light is red?
Now, it's kind of hard for fellas to see that light is red when they've got war work on their minds, and that they have. They're doing a grand job here in Kalamazoo and all of western Michigan, turning out the stuff that you fellas need over there. Now, we got another word from the girl from Kalamazoo.
Yes, that's the heart of town, geographically. But now, let's get down to the beat of the heart, the beat that makes Kalamazoo your town. And doggone, if there's any other town in the whole good old USA that can hold a candle to it. Was it the good Bard of Avon who said, all the world's a stage? Well, that's one way of looking at it. And by an unusual chain of circumstances, we have here with us Sid Spade, director of the Civic Theater Group of Kalamazoo. Say, how do you look at it, Sid?
Well, I'll just ignore the golden opportunity to spout off the deep end with Shakespeare. Instead, I'll say that we're enjoying one of our finest seasons at the Civic Theater. We've changed our approach to a certain extent this year. If you'll recall, the Civic has produced a goodly share of light and gay pieces in the past, plays and farces that were intended primarily to entertain. Well, we've mixed a few heavies in this year's schedule with gratifying results. Loosely speaking, you'd call them plays with a message, but frankly, they're serious, and they've made their mark on your town of Kalamazoo. Just to give you an idea, here's this season's Janie. If you haven't seen it, you've read about it. That enjoyable juvenile piece on a maid and her men. Then there's Decision, a thought-provoking drama on the fight against native fascism. And Damask Cheek, a sophisticated, fast-moving little piece on the gay turn of the century. A revival of Three Men on a Horse, that completely ridiculous piece that has had folks rolling in the aisles for what seems like years. Then you've heard of Ethel Barrymore's vehicle, The Corn is Green. That's on our season's roster, too. And it falls in the category of the more serious type of drama. That whimsical piece on the supernatural and the hereafter on borrowed time is included, as is the motivation play for Oklahoma, Green Grow the Lilacs. So, you see, we've been busy. By the way, we're taking three men on a horse to Percy Jones Hospital in Battle Creek, and as long as that crops up, you'll be interested to know that we've been recruiting a bit of our talent from the hospital. They tell us it works out pretty well on rehabilition. And the juvenile lead in The Corn is Green is a patient there. Oh, by the way, before I close, here's a memory provoker. Remember the coffee that highlighted each second act intermission? Well, it still does.
We'd like to make this a normal transition, but there's not much of a tight tie-up. So let's go off the deep end. Our bowling alleys are going full speed. We've even opened a new set over at the Masonic Temple. College sports are getting a tremendous play. But before we go too far, let's call in an authority. WKZO's sports editor, Glenn Weber, is on hand to give you a first-hand account of the sports picture at Kalamazoo. Glenn?
Well, the sports picture in Kalamazoo isn't a particularly spectacular one, but it is healthy. Over at Kay College, the sports picture centers around the hoop this year, and the team has had the dubious distinction of being the shortest in the country. Average height of the regulars was 5'8", and Len Colby, new coach and publicity director, now refers to himself as the coordinator of foreign affairs. Practically all nationalities are represented in the turnout. Western Michigan College, with its full complement of Navy and Marine trainees, has had a mighty full sports schedule this year. A middling season on the gridiron was highlighted by the performance of Kalamazoo's Dick Lee, who was always dependable. On the basketball scene, inexperience proved quite a bugaboo up at Western Michigan. Coach Buck Reed, you know, of course, that he's regarded as one of the nation's outstanding cage mentors, he placed quite a bit of stock in two Kalamazooans, Don Grago, former Central High star, and Bill Perrin, who was a standout at State High. Grago did a bit of all right for himself before he was inducted into the Army. And as far as the result went on the basketball picture, they lost more than they won for the fourth time in Buck's 23-year reign as basketball mentor at Western Michigan. Preliminary results of the track team so far has been pretty good. This spring, they've been going all out, and they've won a few meets, although they have lost quite a few. And Bill Moore has really been going to town on the pole vault. After coming through a particularly successful season last spring, this year's baseball nine at Western looks pretty good. So far, they've won 8 games and lost 4. Central High came through with a satisfying football season last fall with 9 wins and 3 losses, plus the important victory over their traditional Battle Creek rivals. State High fared rather badly with the Pigskin, losing 6 and winning 2, and St. Augustine concluded a particularly unlucky season with no wins by scoring a moral victory over Bangor. Up to then, unscored upon, Bangor won 13-7, St. Augustine finally pushed across the only touchdown scored against Bangor during the 1944 season. The cage outlook in the prep schools was rather good. Central had a very good season and State won their league, but both teams washed out in the regional finals. Well, here's something to chalk up in your odds book. It looks as if Stowe Courts at Kay College will draw the National Junior and Boys Tennis Tournaments for the third year running. Well, that's the picture, and this is yours for Good Sports, signed Glenn Weber.
And time's a-wasting. By the way, ice skating in 45 was judged some of the best in years. And, of course, our roller skating rink is getting its usual big play. Millen Park is still the loveliest spot on God's green earth. And the South Park and Burdick Street Park is making good progress. Of course, expansion is the keynote at our colleges, with the division of Arcadia Brook Golf Course scheduled for additional campus space for both colleges. Honestly, things at Kalamazoo haven't changed much. Our paper mills, our war plants, our industries are humming. True, a lot of them are humming in a greater feminine key than ever before. Your folks still attend Wednesday evening prayer meeting and church on Sunday. And while there, they give vent to the constant prayer that seeks for God's direction and safekeeping for all the United Nations. The buses, perhaps, are a bit more crowded than when you were here last. The streets a bit more humanity packed, and maybe a more frequent faraway look in Kalamazoo's eyes. But that's only because everything that we've always regarded as normal is being held in abeyance until that time when you return. Until then, we hope that we've recreated a portion of that town that means home to you. Kalamazoo, the melting pot, your hometown.
Yes, Kalamazoo, your melting pot hometown. You've been spending a little time there on a visit that has been designed to entertain you, to give you a few thoughts of that place that you've called home for so long. This has been a radio review of Kalamazoo, Michigan. Let's Go to Town has been presented for you men and women in the armed forces by radio station WKZO. This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.